You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I was out for a walk and I ran into an old buddy of mine. I've known him since kindergarten easily, but his parents still live in my neighborhood. So I was out for a walk and he just happened to be there when I was walking by. I was like, holy cow, what's up, man? Good to see you. And we sat there and maybe talked for 15 minutes. And turns out he's married now, has a couple kids. So we kind of started bonding a little bit. And the whole thing was thrown out that usually happens when you talk to people. Hey, we should get together sometime. Yeah, let's hang out. Let's grab a drink. Let's let the kids play.
That sounds so great. I'd love to. We should.
We should catch up. Should. And then I walked away thinking, good God, that'll never happen. Ever. Give me a break. Social lubricant. About a day or so later, my phone rings.
Oh, God.
It's him.
Oh, God.
I'm like, whoa, this is happening.
He's actually doing the follow-up.
He's a doer, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, so this is happening. He's like, hey, Jer, I just was calling to set up a date. Let's get together. Let's let the wives meet and hang out. Let the kids play. We'll have some beer and pizza and just kind of catch up.
Oh, God.
You know me. At first, I was like, I threw out the, oh, God. But then I was like, why the hell not? You know, we're kind of lacking on friends right now that have
That's
kids.
Because you seclude yourself into your home.
I don't care for people too much.
You barricade yourself.
I don't like people, the public.
Well, yeah. Likewise, people don't like
the
you.
The public.
It's okay.
And I just spit a little. So I said, what the hell? Let's do it. So we set a date and we're going to be hanging out this weekend. And I was telling you guys off the air, essentially what this is a test drive. We're going to be testing out this couple to see if we like hanging out with them. Mm-hmm. If the kids hit it off. And then you threw it out there, you know, essentially, they're test driving us, too. I mean, right. We're going to see if this is a mutual relationship, if this is going to go anywhere.
Wait, and you're going over to their house?
Going over to their
house. Oh, they have the total upper hand.
They totally do, because their house is nicer than ours, too. So, it's, you know, it's going to be kind of show off for them, but whatever.
Oh, you already like this guy, huh?
So I'm already like, ugh. But we're going to go to their house and
you know, there's a funny,
shoot the breeze.
There's a funny aspect of this that I really like. Is that one way or the other, you'll both know if one or the other couples did not pass the test.
Right.
And here's how. Because there will never be a second get-together.
Correct.
Right? One couple, you might both be like, and you never reconnect. Or you might both love it, right? And you get together, then often you become fast friends. But the situation is when one couple enjoys it and the other one is like, you find out right away because everything is then declined. And we can't because Reed has got such and such sick.
It's a play the kid card.
Yeah. Nicole has a lot of work to catch up on.
And it's going to be worse if we don't hear from them because then I'm going to be like, what did we do?
Right.
Like, I was on my best behavior. And what did I do?
I would expect that in your future.
So going to bug me.
Can I just call out a little something, you sweet, pretty little girl, Jeremy?
Yes, dear.
That I love that this essentially is a double date and it was set up by both men in the parties.
This never happens.
And not the girls. Because I drag along poor Joe McCollar to so many events with my girlfriend and her boyfriend who has to drag her, you know, their party. And it's never.
It's funny because I did have to go to Nicole and check her calendar as well. And she's like, why? What for? I'm like, we're getting together with another couple.
We're going to go play with friends.
And there was just, for a second, a little twinkle in her eye. She was like, oh my gosh, new friends, new people.
I get out of the
house. You want to socialize? A little tingle, dingle, 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 right in her
eye. So they have kiddos.
Yes.
And so they have two girls, right?
Yes, they do.
Are they the same age as Reed?
Roughly, yeah.
What are the rules? Like, what if the kids don't get along? Then can you guys not be friends?
That. I pretty much guarantee the kids will get along. They're kind of at that age where they'll get along with anybody.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's kind of, when I sit back and look at it, we're getting together more so, I think, for the kids to kind of meet and have a play date. And we're getting to that point where Reed is going to kind of be our, like, friend pimp, I want to say.
He's totally
because he's going to start making friends and stuff in school, and we're going to have to start socializing with those friends' parents.
He's a friend pimp.
He's essentially a friend pimp for us. So really, I need to straighten up and get my act together because this is probably going to be happening more frequently.
Because a four-year-old has more friends than you.
Indeed. He'll grow to hate people. It's all right.
He'll turn out just like his daddy.
He'll grow to hate the public.
That's actually kind of funny,
My little friend pimp.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.